Hi, everyone, and welcome. It's Eagles 360 presented by Santander. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. Happy New Year to everyone, and welcome to the 2017-2018 NFL playoffs. The Eagles, of course, the number one seed in the NFC. A lot of questions about this football team, of course, the way they have finished this 13-3 season, particularly on the offensive side. So with that in mind, today we'll bring in Doug Peterson. We'll talk about the defense, but we want to begin by talking about the Eagles offense presented by Golden Nugget Jeweler, where Philly gets engaged. And to do so, I bring in the Hall of Famer, Brian Westbrook. Happy New Year to you, B. West. How you doing, man?
Happy New Year, Dave. Happy New Year to Eagles fans all across the country. I'm certainly glad that 2018 is here, and the playoffs are a couple weeks away. I'm excited about that.
And the Eagles fans all around the world, Brian, are nervous about what's going on with this football team. So let's kind of put everything in context, not specifically talking about the Dallas Cowboys game on Sunday. An ugly way to finish the regular season. The good news, nobody got hurt, but the Eagles playing Nick Foles for a quarter. Nate Sudfeld finishes things up. A note about Sudfeld. What did you get out of the performance from Sudfeld as you look at him in the big picture?
Certainly a young man that has a lot of potential, has a nice arm. You can see the zip on the ball coming out of his hands. I think he also showed some athletic ability, the ability to run just a bit. That's something to be excited about. You kind of get flashes, brief flashes of Carson Wentz and his ability to escape the pocket in Sudfeld. I think that's something that hopefully down the road, many, many years in the future, something that we can build on and something that we can be excited if. And really, truly, we hope that Nate Sudfeld never plays for us, because that means Carson Wentz is our franchise quarterback playing for the next 10, 15 years. That certainly should be the hope. But if that's not the case, I think Nate Sudfeld did show a little glimpse of things in the future if that is the way that we want to go.
All right, Brian, the Eagles getting Stefan Wisniewski back at left guard. That is important. Let's break this down unit by unit here as we look at the offense when it constitutes for the playoffs. Offensive line, how do you feel about the group?
You know, I think this group, it has been a work in progress. They are not a liability, as big as a liability after I've seen some of the games in the past. Something that they have to continue to work on as offensive line play. They have to be able to protect their quarterback. Nick Foles is not the type of quarterback that's going to be escaping the pocket, that should be hit similar to the way that Carson Wentz had the ability to move around and do those types of different things. He's a different type of quarterback, a guy that needs to be protected. For us to win, we have to protect Nick Foles, and that means our offensive line play has to be stellar. And I think they have the ability to do that. But, you know, if they don't, we're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Brian, how about the wide receivers? And then I'll include Zach Ertz, Trey Burton, and Brent Celek in that group. As you look at the playoffs here, and the weather will be cold, and the defenses will be better than what we've seen here most of the year, how do you feel about the group of pass catchers for the Eagles?
What we've seen over the last couple of weeks, Dave, is defenses saying, we're going to play with the middle of the field safety, and we're going to play man-to-man across the board, and we're going to challenge your receivers to get open versus man-to-man coverage. We're going to challenge Nick Foles to throw the ball in those small windows. And unfortunately, what we've seen from our wide receivers in particular has not been a lot of success getting off the ball and making Nick Foles comfortable throwing the ball in those small windows. I think as far as the playoffs goes, our wide receivers need to do a much better job of creating space, getting some separation from the defenders so that Nick Foles feels comfortable throwing the football to him. Now, Zach Ertz certainly is Nick Foles' favorite target. He's a guy that he feels comfortable throwing the ball to. Zach Ertz does a pretty good job of getting off of press coverage and things like that. But I still think for him, he has to do a better job of getting off of press coverage. As a group, all of our receivers, tight ends included, they need to do a much better job and pick up the slack because, again, Carson Wentz is not back there. It's Nick Foles, and they need to improve in order to help this team have a chance in the playoffs.
All right, so three more areas here. The running backs, Nick Foles, and then I want to get into the game plan as well. How do you feel about these running backs first, Brian?
Well, I think the running backs is a group that you can hope to use in the playoffs, get the running game going, try to establish that, eat up some clock, keep the ball away from the other teams, and take some of the pressure off of Nick Foles. I would love if Doug Peterson, as a play caller, got all three running backs, LeGarrette Blount, Corey Clement, as well as get Ajayi going in the playoffs. That's something I think you can lean on just a bit. I want to take some of the pressure off. And really, the one thing I really want to do more than anything is keep us out of second and third and long. We have to be productive on first and second down. And I think running the football can go a long way towards that.
And then Nick Foles, Brian, who has really kind of struggled in these last couple of appearances after a very good relief duty job in L.A., winning that game in the fourth quarter, four touchdown passes in New York. We have not seen Nick Foles look comfortable in the offense. How do you address that moving forward with Foles?
Well, I think the biggest thing, similar to what I just mentioned about the running back, is you have to take some of the pressure off of Nick Foles. These last couple of games, he seems like he's been playing with the pressure of the entire Philadelphia fans, everybody on that football team on his shoulders, and he hasn't been able to pull the trigger on so many throws. There were some guys open. There were opportunities for Nick to throw the ball down the field, and he just didn't pull the trigger. It looked like he didn't want to take the chance of making a bad play. He didn't want to make a mistake. And unfortunately, in the playoffs, you can't quarterback that way if you want to be successful. He has to let it rip, let the ball go, just go out there and play naturally. In order to do that, you need to practice. You need to practice in the same form and fashion as playoff play. Practice up-tempo, fast. And they have 2 weeks. The Eagles certainly have 2 weeks to get Nick Foles ready. These last couple of weeks, we don't want to see that Nick Foles anymore. We need to see the guy that played against the Giants, who let the ball rip, wasn't afraid to make a mistake. If that guy shows up in a couple weeks in the playoff game, I think we have a chance.
And then tying this offense up, Brian, the game plan, the play calling, aggressive, conservative, how do you want him to play in the playoffs?
Aggressive. I mean, that's the only one way to play in the playoffs. You have to be aggressive. Go out there and you can't play not to lose. You have to go out there and to play to win. I think Doug Peterson understands the play calling in the playoffs. And I don't think that the play calling these last couple of weeks was terrible, but it certainly can be better. He has to help his quarterback out a lot. And I think in order to do that, you have to get that run game going again. And you also have to find some passes that Nick is very comfortable with. And that's why these next couple of weeks are very important to this team as far as practicing, setting the mindset, setting the tone for this football team. They need to be a physical team. They need to have the mindset that we're going to go out there and dominate. We don't know what the weather is going to be. It certainly has been cold these last couple of weeks. If it comes down to it, we need to be able to run the ball 35 to 40 times. And that's a mindset thing. That's something that can be established in practice. Doug Peterson certainly would go a long way towards that.
All right, so that is our look at the offense presented by Golden Nugget Jeweler, where Philly gets engaged. B West, we will talk to you a little bit later in the show and do the same thing with his defense and the special teams. That's Brian Westbrook, Eagles Hall of Famer. We'll get back to him in a little bit here. But when we return to Eagles 360 presented by Santander, we will hear from the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson, in studio. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Santander. Simply write checking from Santander Bank, the checking account that's convenient and gives you more control. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Visit one of our branches or santanderbank.com/simple to learn more and sign up today.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
At some houses, weekends are all about peaceful relaxation. At the Carter House, the Dream Whistlers are still trying to find their sound. And by choosing the NRG Free Weekends plan, the electricity supply for all that beautiful noise is free, all weekend long. Lucky them. NRG.
We welcome you to our weekly one-on-one with head coach Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa. Coach, happy new year to you. And Good timber today in the voice, don't you think?
very good timber. Happy New Year to you.
Full of energy. What goes on this week here? Big week, big couple of weeks of practice. What's your approach?
You know, the biggest thing I want to take away from this week is keeping the guys engaged. I want to treat it as much like a normal work week for them, like as if we're playing on Sunday. And then give them some time, though. Give them some time to, you know, get away and rest and get ready for next week. So that's kind of the theme behind this week.
Is there a sense that you want to get physical at some point between now and January 13th? Is it important to hit, for example?
I think you can do a little bit of banging. I don't want to do too much. I want to keep it, you know, maybe like a thud training camp type practice, or even, you know, a phase three where you don't do a lot of banging, but you can get some work done. We're not game planning, so we really don't know, you know, what to do as far as a game plan goes. But we can get better in all three phases of our stuff and what we do. So I've got it set up where we can work a lot of situational football. You know, we can work red zone, we can work 2-minute, we can work third downs, both offensively and defensively, and get some quality work in.
How are you feeling about the team? Is it in this very odd moment here with the bye week? It's a great moment. You take advantage of it. But how do you feel about things after a 13-3 regular season, home field advantage, all the energy of Philadelphia will be alive on the 13th of January?
I tell you, there's a lot of energy in the building. There's a lot of excitement around here. You know, the guys are really, they're ready. They're ready to get this postseason going. They're excited. They put themselves in a great position to obviously have home field here throughout. But we also know that we got to take care of business. You know, we got to get healthy. And then whoever you know we play, we got to have a great game plan. All three phases, get our guys ready to go, and look forward to Saturday.
I know it's hard to look back, but 13-3 is a great accomplishment. Number one seed, fantastic. Was there a point in the season that you think, look back, that you really felt this team had gotten to the point where you wanted them to be, where they really just arrived, if you will?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's several games, obviously, but I really think I go back to the Dallas game after the bye, you know, in that second half of that game, and then, you know, the Denver game, which was obviously before, but the Denver game where you score 51 points. That part of our season, things were really clicking for us in all aspects, you know, offensively, defensively, and obviously on special teams. And, you know, you just felt like you had really good energy. You know, the guys were excited, and we just kept rolling off wins, you know. And whether it was easy, I don't think anything's very easy in this league. I just think that everything was coming together at the right time and peaking at the right time and really carrying us into this postseason. You know, even now, even down the stretch when the weather started turning a little bit, our guys were still engaged and really excited about playing, and then obviously capturing the home field, you know, during the Raider game.
For those who have not been in the playoffs, what will they experience the first time? Is it a different game?
It's a totally different game. It's number one. It's more of an electric feel from the crowd. The energy you feel from the fans. You know, the intensity goes up a notch. You know, everything is sort of magnified. Every positive play, every negative play. You know, and it really comes down to detailing your work and understanding the game plan and understanding your opponent. But at the end of the day, it's about us and what we do and taking care of our business.
Doug, you had a press conference earlier today, and you were asked a lot about Nick Foles and the ups and downs of a career and a player who's now got so much responsibility going into the playoffs. How do you handle Nick going into the playoffs? You've been in the position. What's the key for him these next, you know, 14 days, 13 days?
The key is just allow the guys around him to do their jobs as well. And as a quarterback, is your job is to get them the football. And he can just keep it as simple as that. Just manage the offense that way. And, you know, it's about – and he does an outstanding job. He's a smart guy. He studies. He prepares extremely well. He's done a nice job here down the stretch. And the guys around him have got to play better too. And it takes all 11, you know, on offense. And defense has to continue to play to help your quarterback, special teams, you know, field position. Everything is tied into this game. So, you know, Nick just has to just you know, continue to work, continue to detail his work, you know, keep leading this football team. He's the guy. He's the one that, you know, we're going to look for and lean on. But at the end of the day, this is a team sport. It's going to take everybody to rally and to get the job done.
Doug, will you watch this weekend?
I will. I'll take a look at these games. You know, it's a great time
of
the year.
Not like a big party at the Peterson household?
No, nothing like that. But at the same time, I mean, this is an exciting time because we are one of six NFC teams that are still playing football.
Yeah.
And that's the exciting part.
So can a coach learn anything from watching the television broadcast of a game?
Yeah, you can pick up things. You know, you got the sound, obviously. You can pick up some verbal cues. You know, for me, it's about watching the front and the coverage as much as it is watching the ball. I think the fans watch the ball more than I would. I tend to watch where the safeties are and how the corners are playing, leverage the linebackers, and I'm trying to break the game down, okay, you know, on a TV broadcast. But you can pick up a few things, you know, you just put them, either write them down on a notepad or just remember them for the next week.
Do the broadcasters, because they've had production meetings, do they ever give away secrets that you can pick up on?
There's some things that you can pick up there. You know, you got to pay attention, obviously, to the broadcast. But having been in those production meetings, I know coaches are going to be sort of on guard as to what they say down the stretch here and be a little more guarded.
Well, enjoy the weekend. Coach Doug Peterson in studio, presented by Wawa. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. Eagles High School Football Showdown, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, celebrates local high school football teams and coaches. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/showdown to vote for this week's Game of the Week.
There are bumps along the road of life, and for each one, there's AAA.
Stop!
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in-store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher. Because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
Meet the Wawa Classic Hoagie. Every Classic Hoagie is made for you with delicious ingredients on a freshly baked roll. Try one today, like a toasty cheesesteak, a mouth-watering meatball, or a classic Italian hoagie. Every one made just how you like it. So, now that you've been introduced, stop by and get a fresh, delicious classic hoagie today. Gotta have a Wawa, the official hoagie of the Philadelphia Eagles.
There are bumps along the road of life, and for each one, there's AAA.
It's just three kids, right?
We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with you. And I'm joined again by Brian Westbrook, the Hall of Famer, talking Eagles special teams and defense. Brian, special teams first. How do you feel about this group in total heading into the playoffs?
You know, Dave, I threw out a couple of tweets during the game, and it was solely about the special teams. It was about Donnie Jones and his ability to change the field position. You talk about when you lose a quarterback in Carson Wentz, certainly an MVP candidate, you need everyone else to step up. And I think Donnie Jones, who played very well throughout the season, has stepped up just a bit these last couple of weeks. In my mind, field position is going to – this is what the game is all about. When you have a defense that's been playing well, you have to be able to win the field position battle. Donnie Jones and that punt unit has done a great job of ball placement. They've done a great job of making sure that teams have to go the long field. And that's something that's going to come into play in the playoffs, certainly can help you win a game or two. I trust Dave Phipps as a special teams coordinator. I certainly trust this special teams unit.
All right, Brian, let's talk about the defense. Defense wins championships, right? That's the old adage here in the game of football. Is this defense, as you see it, good enough to take the Eagles deep into the playoffs?
You know, Dave, if we can return to the front four play that we saw during the middle of the season where guys had their legs underneath them, that guys were getting after the quarterback, harassing the quarterback. And I'm not just talking about the starters. I'm talking about Chris Long and Barnett as well. If we get back to that, then our defense certainly is good enough to carry us. Our defense is certainly opportunistic enough to go out there and help us win football games. We have to get back to that. And I think these last couple of weeks where we're giving some of guys some rest, and then you add another week or so of light practices going into the playoffs in the bye week, gives us, our defense, a chance to get their legs back. We have Ronald Darby back, who's certainly a cover corner. Our defensive secondary is veteran enough to help us win games. We just need our front four to dominate, and that makes it a lot easier for us in the playoffs.
Brian, we know it's going to be either New Orleans, Carolina, or Atlanta. Do you have a thought on who would be the best matchup for the Eagles out of those three teams?
Well, I always believe that good quarterback play goes a long way in the playoffs, having that experience. Matt Ryan certainly has that experience. He was in the Super Bowl game last year. Drew Brees has won a Super Bowl, certainly a veteran quarterback. I know Cam Newton was in the Super Bowl a few years back, but he is the weak link out of those three quarterbacks in my mind. He's a guy that I would trust my defense with the ability to get out there just a bit. He's a guy that if we had a choice between those three quarterback, NFC South quarterbacks, he's a guy that I would line up against on that Saturday and try to get a win against.
Brian, is there a player or a group on this defense that you kind of identify as the key to the Eagles really playing at the top of their game? I mean, as we talked about, they've gotten things together the last couple of weeks here. You want them to get back to where they were midseason, really wreaking havoc in the backfield. Is it all on the defensive line here?
Well, I think a big part of it is on the defensive line, because that just helps everyone else. We do have some weaknesses in the secondary, and they have been exposed just a bit these last few weeks, big plays down the field, some communication errors. But those things are certainly covered up by great play up front. Now, we know our edge rushers, Brandon Graham, Vinnie Curry, Chris Long, Barnett, they do a great job of causing havoc in the backfield. I need consistent play from our inside guys. Fletcher Cox has to dominate. He has to take his game to the next level. Timmy Jernigan has to play a big part in stopping the run, as well as clogging things up in the middle. With those guys coming off the edge, the front two guys, Jernigan as well as Cox, pushing the pocket right in the quarterback's face can play a big part, especially if you play against a quarterback like Drew Brees, who's shorter. Having those guys right in his face with that edge pressure can go a long way to victory and helping our secondary out just a bit.
Well, now we can kind of exhale, Brian. Got a bye weekend here. Watch a lot of football. Study up and see who the Eagles play on January 13th. Should be a very rewarding weekend. The Eagles earned this number one seed. And by golly, let's all enjoy it. Brian Westbrook, thanks so much for joining us here on Eagles 360. All right, what's ahead for you here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official team app? This is our single Eagles 360 of the week. It's our on-the-menu segment presented by Amoroso. Only one 360 this week. We come back next week with Eagles 360 presented by Santander, knowing who the Eagles will play in the postseason, in the divisional round, and getting you ready for that big matchup. We've also got the Eagles Live podcast later in the week. And we will have for you, exclusively, running back Corey Clement mic'd up from the game against the Dallas Cowboys. That's our Amoroso's On the Menu segment for you. That'll do it for this Eagles 360 presented by Santander. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.